Sí, mismo indicando realmente if I'm this you can understand how the error, the deviation of this person. The feeling coming is present. Even if we come with the car, it's not possible. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran should instruct the people so that Sahaba, without Sahaba and Nashan, Fasaluna min warai hijab. Now, the Sahaba, if there's something of need, that we have seen asked from the wife of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and what was the need there became hadith. Of course, the wife of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Aisha, was a very great muhaddisa. I think half, maybe half of Islam would be missing if it was not for the hadith of Aisha. The thing what she knew, what she heard from the Sultan. Allah Ta'ala said, when, so from far and wide, after himself passed away, the people would come, especially ulama would come to ask her about hadith. Allah Ta'ala said, they must ask from behind a screen. They had two sahaba, a root, and the tabi'in or great mujtahidin, imam mujtahidin, great people of piety and taqwa. And this wife of Nisa was great people of women of taqwa. But also, they had to ask him from behind a screen. If a man behind a screen, they would come and ask the thing. Hear what he's doing. Women are sitting in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Also, when women would come, they would behind a screen and speak to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yeah, and I mean groups of women coming and they sit in front of and make the wajib. Shaitan is in the, I think the shaitan is the thing. And then that woman, that you read, that you read to me, that you read to me, like, now it is lured to me for a woman to say, to use the word beloved for a sheikh. He's a man, he's a rare mahram. He's a rare mahram, you can't speak like that. If that person, if her husband is not affected by death, I don't know what's wrong with her. He comes in, this is on the husband, they use, they got no honor. It's such terms that even in the time of Allah, that's not awesome. They must not use terms which can create a misunderstanding. When the sheikh is a rare mahram, and you have to use honorable terms. You can't use any word of thing, you have to maintain proper dignity and respect. But these sheikhs, this is a new breed sheikh now. So everything goes for them. They are. Now he appears to say, even on this YouTube, what is YouTube, his speeches also now, YouTube. So that initiated the issues. Now the people, those who become angry, sometimes they speak to the articles. In that entire article of 4 or 5 page articles, you only see the word bogus, impossible. That's all. Nothing else is written there. That's all they look at. The entire thing, they must say that this is what you are saying. The fact they think they're completely blind to this. That is the thing when people are straight. They don't look at the fact. Look at the waste. Men and women come together there. And whatever is happening there, they're not concerned with that. They are concerned that our sheikh is a bogus. You say he's a bogus because he is a bogus. You know, they think, doubt in that, doubt in that aspect. The criterion must always be the Sharia, the Sunnah, not the person. These things have been predictable and predictable. So that in a sense that the woman coming from there and making tawajjuh, it is completely not permissible. This course is there. over there. You can never become an Ali mind that thing over the internet. Yes, that's the end. You have to, the tariqa is that which is initiated from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They became ulama and sitting in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then the next generation became ulama sitting in front of the Sahaba and taking directly ta'lim. The ta'lim the isnad or the chain is unbroken from ustad to ustad, linking right to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yeah, this is a sentence. Sitting there hearing a voice, someone's voice speaking that is not the manner in which a person becomes an alim or an alim can't become. It's not possible, that is. Now, and this Khalif Ali and his wife, they go to all these universities, big gatherings all the way. He said, Etika, and she go alone also. But if I didn't call him, take her, she goes alone, and she goes to this university, and she speaks there now. In that environment, immoral environment, they give you now respectability. The presence there is a stamp of approval in the minds of the people, of the ignorant people, it's a stamp of approval, it has been defined proof of that thing. So in this manner, they think completely, time will come, you know, it's that they will. The ulama will all be left, will have departed from the dunya, and they will remain only the ignoramuses. The ignorant people will ask fatwas from them, and they will give their fatwas, and they will receive the people. Dallu or dallu al bishwa people. Then Allah has given this also, inni khafu ala ummati, a'immati al-bilin. I fear most for my ummah. The a'imma means the sheikh and the scholars, who must lead the ummah, and the Muslims. This is the manner, you see, they are must lead the thing. Muslims are from Stenga, and they are throwing now from Stenga, the person from Stenga, what they write, what they do. They sit inside the masjid, their murid, and they spoke with the usual people. They say the majority of the people, of the 300 people who are there in Stenga, they are from outside. Yeah. And the people know, usual people come, perform salat, they completely blocked off. They can't form the salah. They are disturbed. It's a complete call. It's a real thing. I answered the question. One of the sheikh, the Imam of Yusuf Ramzaleh said, the Imam of Yusuf Ramzaleh, when you see it, in your place, can you go? If you see, getting ability, propagating his bidat. One is a person committing a sin in privacy, it's not permissible to speak about that. A man committing a sin, he committing a sin. In Allah Ta'ala, he's not allowed to publicize it. But where a person has set himself up as an imam or a sheikh or a guide, is missing the people, it's essential to name him and to inform the people that they must be careful. Why? Is the robber of your iman. This man will destroy your iman. This is what he will pave the path of Jahannam for you. So it is necessary that you see if you don't speak to the people, just go astray. You know, it becomes accepted. It becomes accepted. That's exactly what has happened to the Berlin region. But now, those who are supposed to be now associated with Durban, they have now surpassed in their brains. The brains are stagnant in their bidat. They haven't invented more new bidat. They have more new, and what they do, they have a cover of sun, it has remained there. They haven't, in the last century, 2 centuries, they haven't introduced new. But some, those now, what they do, the Shiloh, those who are coming now from our side now, they are introducing every time new to the good news. Then they come out and they go new from England, the Sheikh came, Sheikh Muntala, and introduced now new night. Little new the night of Noor. Now. Okay, there's nothing new night like that. The thing that they must sit together in that special night in Ramadan, and they must go on to call them Little Noor. So it goes. is now the Sheikh in England, he's also a Sheikh of Khalifa of Sheikh Zakaria, but he's also in the house. His house cost 10 million, a house of 10 million rand. Wait a minute, you're a Sheikh, you've got no income, nothing, where? It's all just what they are doing. The overwhelming minds of the people suddenly extend to the people's rich, because rich people will get this confused money. Here the people are already suffering in Syria, in Palestine, Burma, both people, how to suffer in food to eat. These people, millions, there is now millions, one ticket from America to Zambia cost $2,000, $5,000 rand, one ticket. Hundreds of millions, all over. People are suffering, Muslims, all over the world, suffering. They're languishing in poverty, in squalor, and more than that, in ignorance. One fellow from Riyadh, from Saudi Arabia, he's an ex-murid of Muslims, he went in life, and he broke away there. He worked out, he said, with the money which they have spent now, wasted that crowd in Zambia, with that, in 1 year, 16,000 widows would have been given every month something. He said, 1,000 maktabs could have opened, you could have opened up 1,000 maktabs in Pakistan, where he is a Pakistani from the other. He said, 1,000 maktabs were at the salary, they pay a salary of 3,000-4,000 rupees, which is about 400 rand a month for a wage for a start. Same what they have waited, they could have opened, he could have opened 1,000 maktabs with that money. And by the next year, his muris could have given more money, again, more money. To continue the market. Okay. Yes, oh, it's a nice break, major breakdown. Okay. What could be done with it? So that is that necessary for that we must create controversy on issues like that. Should people they must wake up